I'm Peter Gay Hodges with JIS Evening News for Thursday, February 22. Coming up, government on track to have 30% renewables by 2030, framework being built to have Kingston as a musical economic zone, and public sector energy guide launched. The news in detail after the break.
Attention residents and persons living and working in the Crossroads area. The Pika Passport mobile team will be at the National Water Commission on Moroska Road from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on February 27 to accept your application for Jamaican passport. No cash will be accepted. Pay using debit and credit card only. Come on out and get your passport at NWC Crossroads Tuesday, February 27 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is working to incorporate more sources of renewable energy into the country's supply for greater energy security.
We are now at approximately 18% of our electricity needs being generated by renewables. I have given the minister a target of 30%, and we are on track to being able to supply 30% of our electricity need using renewable. And that would ensure that Jamaica has a real energy security.
The Prime Minister was speaking Thursday at a ceremony to officially name Petrojam Limited's corporate office building on Marcus Garvey Drive in Kingston as the Edward Siaga Building. He noted that significant attempts were being made to ensure renewables, particularly wind and solar energy, play a greater part in Jamaica's energy mix. He adds that there has been a significant increase in the use of liquefied natural gas, LNG, in the push for greater diversification. The Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport is working on a framework for Kingston to fully operate as a musical economic zone. Portfolio Minister Olivia Grange says the aim is to build on the success of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, designating Kingston as a creative city in 2015.
The nightlife of the city touches so many lives and industries. Many young people have gone through university and received first-class education through the hard work of their parents. But how were their parents able to fund their education? By selling peanuts, jerk chicken, and other consumables at the dances, at the concerts, and the street corners where we had entertainment. These are often people who cannot find operating space within the formal economy.
Minister Grange was speaking at a Reggae Month reception on the lawns of Jamaica House earlier this week. She says the importance of reggae to the island should never be undervalued, noting that plans are also underway to build a world-class concert hall in the city. The government of Jamaica has launched an Energy Efficiency and Conservation EEC Standards Guide in an effort to reduce energy consumption across the public sector. The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, PCJ, through its Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program, EECP, developed the guide. The guide was developed by the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, PCJ, through its Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program, EECP. It contains standards to which ministries, departments, and agencies, MDAs, will be held accountable in order to lower electricity consumption. The objective is to ensure responsible energy use at all government facilities.
This model will provide the ideal guide to ensure that you buy more energy efficient equipment or ACs or whatever it is.
Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley. Dr. Wheatley was speaking at the launch of the guide at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in New Kingston on Wednesday. The guide will be available in April. And the Development Bank of Jamaica, DBJ, will be issuing 64 bank guarantees to small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, in the upcoming fiscal year. This exercise is to be carried out under the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB-funded Credit Enhancement Program. $250 million has been set aside in the 2018-19 estimates of expenditure for this purpose. The project, slated to run from September 2017 to September 2022, aims to promote productive investments in micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs. This will be done by improving access to financing, particularly medium and long-term loans. That was JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.